Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Ramallah, Israel. International world leaders are hoping that the upcoming Palestinian elections will be canceled. That's the headline. Itamar Marcus comes to give us the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
I understand there's about a 90% chance they will not happen. What's the latest?
It's quite ironic what's happening. The international community was pressuring the Palestinian Authority to be a democracy. There have not been elections since 2006 when Mahmoud Abbas was elected to a five-year term. So it's a little bit absurd, and they're giving them literally millions of dollars every year to promote democracy, and the Palestinian Authority has turned into a dictatorship. The international community pressured the Palestinian Authority to have elections. Now, what happened is, because the Palestinian Authority is so corrupt, Hamas turned out to be more popular in the public opinion polls recently, and not only were they more popular, but Fatah, which is the ruling party and supposedly the moderate party, Fatah has split into three different groups. So now the international community, who is pressuring the Palestinian Authority to have elections, is actually hoping that they cancel the elections. They're afraid of having a Hamas leadership of the Palestinian Authority. They won't be able to give them financial support anymore, and that will really isolate the Palestinian Authority. So what's happening now is the Palestinian Authority, Mahmoud Abbas, he can't say that he's canceling the elections because he's so far behind in the polls. So what he's done is created this issue. He won't have elections if Israel doesn't set up six polling stations for the Palestinians in East Jerusalem. He's using this as an excuse, and in all likelihood, he will blame the cancellation of elections on Israel for not allowing the voting in Jerusalem. The irony is that the Europeans, who ordinarily would have probably been furious at this, in the end, they're probably going to be happy that he's not having elections because they don't want to lose the one they're willing to support.
Itamar Marcus explaining why the international community does not want Palestinian elections to go forward. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. After much pressure on the Palestinian Authority from the United States and the European Union to have elections among the Palestinian people, they now have great concerns about these upcoming elections. The concern is that the radical element of the body politic of the Palestinian people will come to power. However, the truth be known, both factions of the Palestinian people are radical. In fact, that radicalism is what the ancient Jewish prophets said would be the case for the Palestinian people, the Edomites of yesteryear, in the last days. That's Malachi chapter 1, Ezekiel 35, and the little book of Obadiah. These prophetic scenarios are about to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...